Thanks again for being here at the end of the conference. I'm sincerely appreciative and impressed. Let's see, am I going to the microphone here? So again, I'm Shelley Kaler. I'm from University of California, San Francisco, Philip Arley Institute for Health Policy Studies, and this presentation was created in partnership with our funder and funder of school health centers in our area, Alameda County Healthcare Services Agency. And so I'll be telling you about current methods and recent findings from an evaluation of school health centers in Alameda County, California. And in addition to the findings, I'll also be including some discussion about evaluation challenges and best practices. And also wanted to acknowledge my co-authors. I have no relationships to disclose. And this is a map of Alameda County. If you're not familiar with it, it's located across the bay from San Francisco. And currently there are 27 school health centers. They're mostly middle and high schools. And I'll be sharing data with you from evaluation methods from 2011 and 12 school year through this past school year, 2013-14. And the methods that I'll share with you today include client and service data, which are a visit form and a behavioral health assessment form that providers complete with students during their visit to the health center. And these data were entered into the Efforts to Outcomes database. Using the student and school community activity log, school-based health centers use this ETO database to record other work that they do in addition to the one-on-one kinds of clinical care. So this may include health education, youth development groups, health fairs, mass screenings, insurance screening, and enrollment, for example. The client survey is a one-time survey completed by clients after a visit to the school health center in the last 3 months of the school year. And finally, the California Healthy Kids Survey. It's similar to the YRBS, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, done in other parts of the country. And we have a module on the survey just about school health centers and access to care. And this survey was completed by students in 7th, 9th, and 11th grades. Since it's all students, it includes students who have used the health center and who have not used the health center, so we're able to make some comparisons there. These are five measures of high-performing school health centers that I'll be sharing evaluation findings on today. Access to services, comprehensive services, positive academic outcomes, high client satisfaction, and positive health behaviors and outcomes. Okay, so the first, access to services. So this chart shows an increase in care over the past 10 years as the number of school health centers in Alameda County has increased and the number of clients served and visits provided has increased. So that top line is the number of clinic visits and the bottom, the number of clients served. In addition to the number of school health centers increasing over time, this graph shows 10 health centers to 25 health centers. Some of the health centers have also expanded the services that they're providing. So, for example, they used to only provide services to students at their school, and now they're also reaching out to nearby schools or to community members as well. 39% of students at the school, so the bigger pie chart, shows that 39% of the students at schools with school health centers had made visits to the health center. And in addition to that, school health centers they also serve roughly 2,000 other types of clients, so including parents, siblings, community members, school staff. And out of the clients, the smaller circle, the gender breakdown is 41% male, which is actually pretty high for this type of population. The school health centers have really made an effort to try to engage males. And looking at ethnicity, African American youth are overrepresented in the school health center population, and Asian and white students are underrepresented. So the orange bars are the clients, and the blue bars are the school enrollment data taken from the California Department of Education. And this is a trend that we've seen for many years. In addition to the clinical services, the school health centers provided education and outreach activities beyond the scope of their clinical services through over 57,000 contacts with students, school staff, family members, and other participants. And these activities included peer health education, as well as adult-led education, self-esteem and empowerment support, nutrition and physical activities, and youth advisory and leadership groups. And overall, 24% of clients reported not having insurance. And I do want to mention that there's poor documentation of this, because if you can imagine a middle school student being asked by the provider what their insurance is, they might not know. So there was a lot of unknown and a lot of missing data here. But from the data we have 24% not having insurance, and more Asian and Latino clients were uninsured than average. The school health centers do fill a gap in access to health care. 61% did not know or were unsure of other places to get care without involving their parents. 38% were not sure what they would have done if they couldn't come to the school health center. 35% didn't have a regular dental provider, and 27% didn't have a primary medical home. And the dental provider rate was much higher among Latinos, 57%, and 44% of Latinos did not have a primary medical home. So comparing students who had used the health center to those who had not, school health center users were more likely to say that they accessed counseling, nutrition services, and reproductive health care. There were no statistical differences found in receipt of general medical care or dental care when needed. Non-white students were less likely to receive medical, dental, and reproductive care when needed or to report that they had. And Asian and Pacific Islanders were least likely to always receive counseling when needed. The next measure is comprehensive services. These are some of our lovely providers. Alameda County School Health Centers offer a full scope of integrated services, helping clients with a variety of health concerns that can interfere with their ability to attend and succeed in school. So these are the visit types shown here, including medical, behavioral health, first aid, health education, and dental visits. And once a student had made a visit to a health center, they were very likely to return. On average, clients had 4.5 visits per school year. And this is higher for behavioral health visits. School health centers screen clients individually to ask about their nutrition and physical activity, as well as sexual activity, and refer students to other services as necessary. School health centers also do group-wide screenings, including dental screenings. And last year, we added some new measures inspired by HEDIS measures. If you're not familiar, HEDIS is a tool developed by the National Committee on Quality Assurance, yes, to measure performance on some important dimensions of healthcare. And these kind of quality indicators can be used to compare plans and for quality improvement. So our measures are HEDIS-like. They're kind of inspired by these measures and what we could get realistically through our evaluation. And Camerino actually showed some similar measures in his presentation for well care and immunizations. So we hypothesize that school health centers do a better job than other types of providers at conducting screenings like BMI, assessing for tobacco and alcohol use, and testing for chlamydia. And we were a little surprised by our data because we felt like it should be a lot higher for that population. And for the ones that we have comparison to local and national plans, these data were a little lower than average. For example, well care visit standards range from 40% to 50%, and same for chlamydia screenings. So we're considering these preliminary findings. I just got the data in last week. And so they're leaving us with some more questions and thoughts about methodology as well. Anecdotally, we've heard that providers don't always track all of these evaluation data, making it look like the services weren't provided, but we need a little more context to find out in what types of visits these screenings are conducted or are not. There's also a huge challenge of double data collection and entry. If anyone has done evaluation in a school health center, you can probably relate to this. We are planning for how to use electronic health record data for evaluation, and it's a big challenge in the field. It's a hot topic. And I'll tell you a little more about that later. We'd also like to do some further analysis looking at this kind of quality data. We'd like to compare to other data out there. We also think it'll be interesting to get more context and to also look over the years and see how this may change. And we're also working with the National School-Based Health Center Group, the School-Based Health Alliance, to see what kinds of quality data school health centers are measuring. And the goal is to come up with a set of quality measures that school health centers can use nationally. So HEDIS is just one of these kinds of tools. Next measure is high client satisfaction. And on both of our surveys, clients overwhelmingly said that they like having a school health center at their school, that it helps them to access services, and that they like the staff. And I'll share one quote with you. When I come to the health center, it's like another home. I never have to be scared to talk to the staff about anything, and I get along with the staff so well. Next, data on positive health behaviors and outcomes. Clients overwhelmingly said that the school health center helped them to eat better and exercise more. There was a small significant increase in the number of fruits and vegetables that clients reported consuming from baseline to follow-up. We want to see if that persists over time. And providers documented that female clients had more consistent use of contraception over time, from 46% at baseline to 55% at follow-up, reported that they always use contraception. Contraceptive use also improved significantly for African American, Latina, Asian, and other ethnicity female clients. And although white females did not have significant improvements in contraceptive use, they did have the highest rates of contraceptive use at both baseline and follow-up. And 95% of clients who were sexually active reported that the school health center helped them to use condoms or birth control more often when they had sex. For behavioral health clients, providers documented significant improvements in social relationships. There's a 25% change. Exposure to violence, 25% change, and emotional and behavioral functioning, 19% change. And if you're curious, I can tell you more about what these mean later on. Through screening, dental visits identified clients in need of follow-up care, and they provided referrals or provided that follow-up care at the health centers. And of the clients who had baseline and follow-up dental screening classifications documented, their dental decay either improved or did not worsen in 91% of the clients. And finally, positive academic outcomes, probably one of the most important and sought-after areas to evaluate. Without health services on campus, many students might have been sent home, leading them to miss a portion of the school day, rather than having their health issues addressed there at the school and being sent back to class. 81% of clients whose primary visit type was for a medical visit went back to class after their school health center visit. And in this calculation, we're just using medical visits because we think that those are the types of visits that students would be most likely to miss school because of. So 81% of clients translates into 14,841 visits to the health center that potentially saved an absence. And with an estimated ADA, or average daily attendance, of $30 per day, this translates into savings of up to $445,000 for the school districts and in 2012-13. Most school health center users felt that the school health center helped them to do better in school, and most clients reported that the health center helped them to have goals and plans for the future, work harder in school, stay in school, have better school attendance, and get involved in leadership programs like peer health education that I mentioned earlier. Also, an area where we're trying to work more in is working with a large school district in our area to link academic and health data to see how school health center use affects attendance and grades. I see some smiles because this is an area where people are really trying to... The school health centers have to prove themselves again to the schools and partners to really be successful. But it's a tough area. So in conclusion, Alameda County school health centers increase access to care. In 2012-13, they served over 13,000 clients from diverse backgrounds, many of whom were uninsured. The school health centers offered a full scope of integrated services, including programs educating about nutrition and physical activity in their school populations. They also offered education and interventions to encourage responsible sexual behavior and contraceptive use. And clients utilizing these services reported that they did have improved contraceptive use over time. At the school health centers that offered dental services, dental health issues were addressed in nearly all of the clients screened. After receiving behavioral health care services at the health centers, clients showed significant improvements in emotional and behavioral functioning, social relationships, and exposure to violence. This is where I should be using the pointer. A little too late. High client satisfaction. School health centers are also very satisfied with the services and staff, an important health care quality metric. And last but not least, without the health centers on their campuses, many students might have been sent home, causing them to miss at least a portion of the school day rather than having their health issues addressed and sent back to class. Students also reported impacts of the school health center on academics. And as the Alameda County Center for Healthy Schools and Communities works towards achieving equity for youth in the county, findings from this evaluation will be used to support quality improvement and expansion efforts. And some notes about methodology and what we've learned through this process. It's been helpful to have different data collection methods, both qualitative and quantitative, from different kinds of respondents to tell a fuller story. And the second item here, I think that a strength of our evaluation is that we capture data from all types of visits by different providers working in the school health centers, including non-clinical work like health education and school-wide efforts. And I think that what makes some of these health centers unique in this area is that they do this type of work and it makes them an effective part of their school. We've involved school health centers in the design of the evaluation and we constantly get input from them, wanted or not. And that also really helps to gain buy-in to collect the data. And the challenge is that different stakeholders from different school health centers prioritize different measures, so we try to do our best to represent the needs of the health centers. And with large staff sizes, even with training, not everyone knows the purpose and importance of the data, how it's used, so there might be a lack of motivation to track the data, resulting in poor documentation. And it's impossible with the resources that we have to make sure that the data collection and entry happens in a completely standardized way, although we do the best through the trainings that we offer. And lastly, school health centers are really pushed to their limits, especially with transition to EHR. Asking for duplicate data entry and collection into different systems can really be a hardship for them. We're planning a pilot later this year for a sample of our school health centers to export electronic health record data for us to use for evaluation purposes. So we're starting with just medical visits at a sample of the health centers, and we're going to see how that goes and try to build on that over time. Thank you.